Understanding God's Plan. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. What George Zimmerman told Sean Hannity closely matches what he told police the day after he shot Trayvon Martin. He doesn't seem to be a racist. He seems like a nice guy. What intrigued me was this.
I feel that it was all God's plan, and for me to second guess it.
All God's plan. And I wondered, what did he mean by that? Well, listen to how he describes the appearance of the gun. He says Martin was straddling him, pounding his head into the ground. He tries to shimmy away, and his jacket rides up, revealing his holster.
I realized that it wasn't my gun. It wasn't his gun. It was the gun.
It wasn't my gun. It wasn't his gun. It was the gun, under no one's control, as if it had just appeared, like a divine experiment.
He said, "You're gonna die tonight," and took one hand off of my mouth, and I felt it going down my chest towards my belt and my holster.
And that's when everything changed, because now the fight was no longer Martin versus Zimmerman. It was two men fighting for a gun. Until that moment, it had been a fist fight. Zimmerman was getting pummeled, but he was successfully defending himself. He admits the police arrived within 30 seconds, which means he probably wasn't in danger of dying until that uncontrolled gun appeared. So what about God? I think God intended that fights get settled with fists, since hands are the weapons we're born with. But putting a gun in that hand is a choice that we make. Maybe God's plan was to use this case to remind us of that. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.